Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As Laylatul Qadr approaches, many of us wonder how to truly make the most of this sacred night. It's a time for deep connection, forgiveness, and reflection. But how can we balance everything while embracing its blessings? Let's explore how we can carry the spirit of this night into our daily lives. Welcome everyone to your program, The Viewpoint from IRIB English Radio. This is your humble host, Sayyid Ali, and I'm here with my dear brothers in faith. Assalamu alaikum, dear Sayyid Zain. Welcome to your show again.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you for having me.
Assalamu alaikum, dear Sheikh Danesh. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Once again. So I'm going to do something different here. I don't know whether you have seen this, you know, basketball competition when the referee in the beginning of a game throw the ball up and then, you know, the players catch it for themselves. So I'm going to throw the question and whoever catches it first won the question. No, probably this is for both of you. So please do share in this competition. It's a rather long question, but this comes from my bottom of my heart, right? So I've seen young boys and girls walking alone at night, overwhelmed by thoughts about their future. They feel like they have no one to talk to, no one there is out there to guide them with the real meaning and purpose of life or help them make sense of the struggle they face on their daily basis. They wonder, what's the point of life? Why should I keep going? They feel things that many people who, you know, they are busy with their own lives, they don't even notice them. These young people feel alienated from their society, misunderstood by those around them. So they turn to these nights as their sanctuary, walking alone, listening to music. Sometimes they do writing or desperately dreaming of an unknown future. How can we introduce the nights of Laylatul Qadr to these individuals and help them experience what it feels like to get connected with something or someone beyond their, you know, their existence? That understands their pain, their feelings, and where they truly come from.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So what we can say is that, and Brother Zain would help me out with this, inshallah, that Islam is a religion that has ibadahs that are at a very different level, right? Mm-hmm. And so we see that daily prayers are a connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And the young people are introduced to the daily prayers and they are recommended, their parents are recommended to introduce them from a young age. And at 7, they are supposed to be praying 5 times a day. Mm-hmm. Of course, it has to be done in a manner that it doesn't become a burden on them. And so we see that prayer is a form of dua, mm-hmm. and asking God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for help. And so this is the best way of protecting our children in this day and age, that we introduce them to prayers, to dua, to the Holy Quran at a very young age without burdening them, and introduce this concept of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these means. Mm-hmm. And so fasting is one of the means of introducing them to the concept. Then Laylatul Qadr and the days of Laylatul Qadr, the nights of Mahe Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, are another medium of introducing our children, the young ones, the youths, to the importance of the month of Ramadan and to the concept of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because at the end of the day, what we are doing is that basically all of these ibadahs are connecting these all of us, not only the youths, but all of us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the purpose is to get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to see this as a complete package, if you can say that, and not limited to the month of Ramadan only, and then not only to Laylatul Qadr. But if we have done this, if we have availed of all of these opportunities, to the opportunity of Salah, to the opportunity of the Holy Quran, to the opportunity of dua, and they know that there is a higher being that exists who is beyond every constraint, mm-hmm. who can fulfill every and each one of their needs, who is the most worthy of worship. So when they know all of this through daily practice, through their parents, through the practice of their parents, then they won't have any problem with understanding that on the nights of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, as we have in the riwayas, it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows a special mercy on his servants. So I think this is a complete package that Islam presents to us, and we need to avail of that.
Same question goes to Dear Sayyid as well. I just want to add a little bit background to it. Sometimes I've seen, like all the time, I've seen people who don't even carry a single, sign of being a religious person. They show up in these majalis, in these settings, in the holy month of Ramadan, especially on the at the Qadr nights, and they cry. They burst into cries like as a baby crying. So I can bet with you on that they are not going to pray like before that, or they have not been fasting. But sometimes some of these people, they totally change during that night. So what's so special about this night, and how we can introduce this night to more people? More people come and get connected.
So I'll start from the previous question, inshallah, hopefully get to your addition as well. Unfortunately, how it has become, because of different reasons, the culture, the Western culture, has come and it plays a very big role in especially in the young people and their life. There's different reasons for that, but one idea that gets instilled into the mind of a young person who has gone, who has been educated in a Western way, which is an unfortunate idea, is the idea of individualism. It's me, myself, I decide for myself. I am the most important, thing to me, basically, right? But what that also brings with it is an alienation, as you mentioned as well. It's feeling, when you give so much importance to your own self, you feel alienated from everything else. Mm. And everything else is, a threat now. Yeah, everything else seems, it seems unfamiliar, right? Perhaps that's one of the reasons why, young people, they get into this state. I mean, part of it is natural as well. A young person growing up, they want to figure out, things for themselves. They need advice and all these things. But it becomes in an extreme way where it leads to other problems such as depression, such as, and even, like in some of these countries, you have suicides and these kind of things in young people.
Yeah.
I mean, there's different reasons for it, which we, probably can't go into right now, but, now for a Muslim young person who's feeling this way, I think part of it is, what Sheikh here mentioned as well, that and which is the real answer, which is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. That if you connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these nights can be used, prayers can be used, the month of Ramadan can be used, then that's like it brings peace to the heart, as the verse of the Quran says, right? That the dhikr of Allah brings itminan to the heart.
Yeah. True.
But Islam is not just a, there's different layers to Islam, right? And to a young person who's going through these kind of challenges, I would say to them that, try to connect yourselves with Muslims as well, right? Yes, unfortunately, certain communities are such that if a person looks a certain way, if they dress a certain way, if they talk a certain way, they'll be like, no, you can't come to our masjid. But, generally Muslims are not supposed to be like that. We're supposed to be accepting hearts, welcoming. Welcoming to people. And, as you said as well, right, so many times you've seen that people who don't look religious at all, they come to these gatherings and they completely change, right? And it, perhaps, their prayer at that time is, it causes everyone else's prayer to be accepted.
Exactly.
We don't know that, yeah. Right? That they were the ones who were able to sincerely reach out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, the guest of honor.
Yes, yeah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guest of honor, yeah. Right? I'm sure, like Muslims who feel this way, that, I can't, come to these religious circles because people will judge me, they might have had, negative experiences as well. I would say to them that keep trying. And they will, inshallah, find Muslims and find scholars even, find, religious people who are very, very welcoming and more caring than anybody that they know. Right. Mm-hmm. And this is my experience as well, that my teachers, they're the most amazing people that I have met, right? The religious teachers in the Hawza, and the amount of time and amount of sacrifice that they do for students, it's very, very rare that you find people like that. And it's precisely religion and true following of the religion that has led them to this. And inshallah, you know, people who are truly religious and they're trying to implement the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the imams, their teachings, then they will be welcoming as well. And they won't judge and try to turn people away. And you'll find that they'll have good advice as well. They'll, you know, you'll find a community with these religious people as well. So my advice would be try it out. Try going to these events. Try going to Shab, you know, Laylatul Qadr or different iftars. And inshallah, you know, it'll be a positive experience.
Thank you so much, dear brother Danish. Next question for you. Laylatul Qadr is known as the night of destiny. How does this special meaning shape our understanding of that night? And what role does it play in our spiritual journey? Why there is a significant emphasis on this night, particular night, to be more worthy than 1,000 months?
Right. Laylatul Qadr khayru min alfi shahar. Is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Qadr, and it is the belief of all the Muslims that it is better than the worship of 80 years of ibadahs.
Almost a lifetime.
Yeah, and so one night can have this effect. And when the Holy Quran says this, we need all believing Muslims cannot doubt it. So what we can say is that bring it closer to our understanding is that this was the night when the Holy Quran was revealed, right? And there are certain times and specific times when the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are everywhere. And this special time is the time when the malaika or the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend on this earth with all of as it is said that all of the orders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is the night of destiny that for the entire year your sustenance, your ability to visit the holy places, your ability to visit for example do pilgrimage to Makkah is decided on this night. So the concept is that every important thing is decided on this night for a believing Muslim for the next year. And this ibadah and this obedience on this specific night has been made possible because of this ability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for Muslims and believers, that your return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is easy for you to return if you utilize these instances and these important times. So Muslims and Mu'mineen are being given optimism, given hope that whatever a person may have done in, for example, their previous lives or before that, it can be forgiven. But what comes with forgiveness is that your sincere desire not to repeat those mistakes again. So the bab of tawbah and repentance is opened. And specifically on this night and the entire month of Ramadan, it is open. And every, during the different seasons of the year, it is open. But there are certain specific times that Allah Ta'ala or Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has prepared for us that where it is easier for us to do tawbah and repentance with a sincere heart and never to return to those sins again. But we have to have the right concept about it. We should not say that we can do whatever we like during the entire year, and then just in one night we'll pray and do sadaqah, recite the Holy Quran, and because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that it is in the equivalent to 80 years of ibadah, then we are free to do whatever we like to do. So this is the wrong concept, and we know that this is against the pact that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the obedience of Allah has to be respected throughout the year. And a person who has this concept is taking the religion in the wrong context and in the wrong connotation and the wrong meaning.
Thank you so much, both of you. May the blessings of Laylatul Qadr touch each of our hearts, bringing peace, guidance, and a deeper connection to the Creator. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
shining bright, you came to us with a heart so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, accept Al-Habib. Ummati, Ummati, يقولها لنا يوم القيامة. Ummati, Ummati, يقولها شفعة أنا لها أنا.